This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
All right, everybody. Happy Friday. Get your heads right. Ben and Woods. 97.3 The Fan. Hopefully everybody is well rested. Had the night off from the San Diego Padres last night. Paulie and Ben both wrote about it in their recaps. They're both very excited they had a night off. I was miserable. Not miserable, but I like watching the games, but they're just so late. They're late. It's all right, man.
My point was more that having a 5 o'clock start followed by a night off, it felt like a mini little vacation, a little break, the all-star break kind of a thing.
Yeah, until you get to 5 a.m. and you have a four-hour show and you're like...
That's Friday. I'm never worried about Friday.
Yeah, I really don't worry about Fridays much.
Like, if we had an off day every Thursday, I'd actually be okay with that.
Well, also... The good news is, content-wise, today is National Roast Leg of Lamb Day.
Yeah, it is.
So there will be a lot to unpack about that. Oh, this is nice. National Military Spouse Appreciation Day. Now, that is worthwhile.
That's worth celebrating.
No doubt. National Provider Appreciation Day. Provider. What does that mean? Is medical provider?
Like your parents, they provided for you?
That or like maybe like your insurance carrier? I'm never going to thank my insurance, ever.
I thank them enough.
Yeah, I thank them enough with
my money.
Giant deductible that I have to pay. We're very, you know, you're very lucky if you have a full-time employment and you're lucky enough to pay an ungodly amount for insurance, I guess. That's how we've been trained in this country. You'd be like, hey, kick me in the nuts. Thank you so much, sir, for kicking me in the nuts. Take it right out of my paycheck. Yeah, I know it's about half my paycheck. It's fine.
I pay a lot of money for insurance, but then
if you don't have it,
well, yeah, you're completely screwed. But like, you know, last or 2 years ago when I had my my gallbladder surgery,
oh yeah,
I was in the hospital for what, 4 days?
Yeah,
it got covered.
Yeah,
everything. I didn't have to pay a dime. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, yes, of course I'm paying for it every week,
right?
Or every paycheck or whatever.
And look at us. Hey, thank you.
But when it happens, I'm like, oh my God, this is a miracle.
Thank you, sir.
I won the lottery.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Please, may I have another? Can you bend me over any more? Please, insurance people. So if today's actually, if that's what that means, National Provider Appreciation Day, I won't be celebrating today on Ben.
I don't observe that.
But it is National Roast Leg of Lamb. I'm not a lamb eater.
I've only had it like
once. I've tried it like once. I'm sure Ben loves. Oh, Shelly makes a delicious roast leg of lamb. I can't do it. And I don't know that it has anything to do with like, oh, I mean, lambs and they're really cute, but I don't. Yeah, I just don't. I didn't like it. I had it. I didn't like it. I don't know why you would put mint jelly on meat.
You must not be using the right verges.
What a throwback. Maybe a little leg of lamb marinated in verges actually would be good. It actually could be good. You may be onto something there. All right, Ben and Woods, 97.3, the fan. Yeah, no Padre game last night. Pretty damn big series on the road in San Francisco. Padres have been playing better on the road than they have at home. Blake Snell tonight's bump day. Excited about that.
Always.
Yeah, man. Love to see him go out there and shove tonight against the Giants.
Come on.
Should be a pretty good match. Disclafani is pitching against us. He's had a good year. They've picked up a couple of good pitchers. Kudos to the Giants. I think they're going to be a real big pain in the ass the next few years, guys. And I know we got Giants fans that listen to this program, and they're probably really happy about that. They don't bug me as much as Dodger fans do, though. I noticed that. I mean, I know a few, and they're pretty cool.
So when I was in college, I moved down here in 2009.
Yeah, they're on their run, right?
And they were just about to go on their run. And my three closest friends that I made at SDSU, we lived together for years and all that, diehard Giants.
Yeah, cool guys.
I mean, they're okay. They're Giants fans, though.
Right.
They were insufferable.
Were they?
I mean, it was...
I think any fan had to live
with them through three World Series.
Yeah, wins. I mean, I think any fan of any team...
At least two.
Any fan of any team that goes on a run is insufferable. You know, when the Yankees were on their run, I was insufferable. When the Red Sox were on their run, all my Red Sox friends were insufferable.
You know what? Here's the thing. Padres fans, they're going to be insufferable to everybody else.
Which is great.
When we go on this run.
Well, we're already insufferable. We're already a pain in the ass. Because we know that we've been, you know, beaten over the head. And so, like, people like Ben, you know, 45 years of this as a fan. I mean, dude, it builds up after a while. So you do you out there. I'm Woodsy. Ben Higgins is my co-host. He'll be along shortly. Fridays are a little loose on the Ben and Woods program, which I love. You know, there's just not a lot of hard-hitting sports stuff today. There's just not. There's not a lot of hard-hitting stuff to talk about. But there is, you know, a lot we can talk about with the Padres because there's a lot going on right now. And I think, you know, we're going to get to the point here in a couple of weeks where they're going to need to figure out, you know, some. I feel like there's some guys, Paulie, that are on the verge right now. Either S or get off the pot. Okay, like we got to have you. If you're not going to produce, you're going to have to go do it somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
Wayne Kirby told us they break the season down into thirds. And, you know, look, we're getting closer to that time. We're going to have a couple weeks left of this, basically. Probably 3 weeks, I'd say. And guys got to figure it out, you know. And it's not just Tommy Pham, by the way. There's a lot of guys on this team that need to figure out, you know, what their futures are going to be. And if it's going to be here, if it's going to be somewhere else. And look, the Angels, prime example of that yesterday, went out and released, DFA'd Albert Pujols, which is just, that news popped up on my phone. I was watching the Yankees-Astros game, and I had to check it twice. I was like, that's crazy to me. Well, then you look at his numbers, and you look what they're paying him, and, you know, look, they're still going to have to pay him. But then the Angels promptly went out last night, got an early lead. They were looking incredible. They went to the bullpen and got their asses kicked. Absolutely got their asses kicked. So, yeah, man. I mean, it was a shocking, shocking thing. We'll talk about it today on the show. Mile High Padre tweets in and goes, if you haven't checked the weather out here for the up-and-coming Padres series with Thornton, where is that? Is Thornton in? Now, he says Mile High Padre. I'm going to put two and two together and say he's living in Colorado. So it could be a cold series in Colorado. Wait, let me see. Padres get to Colorado when? Monday? Tuesday? The schedule's right behind you. Can you read it?
Monday.
Okay. 70% chance of rain, 40% chance of snow, and then it goes to 63 and 73. It's
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So rain, snow, beautiful day Wednesday. We may be running into a doubleheader while we're out there, one of those seven-inning numbers. So we'll see. We will see what happens. But, hey, listen, we got the Giants got to worry about first, and that's what we'll do. Ben will be along shortly. Paulie, how was your Thursday yesterday?
It was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
No game, so you were chill?
Just chill.
What'd you do?
We had we're getting old, I guess, because we had a big delivery day yesterday with Amazon gifts. Nothing really fun, though. I got this new coffee thermos that I'm really excited about.
That's nice. Yeah, you got a Ben & Woods sticker on
there. Put
the
Ben & Woods sticker on there. Megan got a new water bottle that she's really excited about.
Good.
And then our gift for her mom arrived yesterday, and we gave it to her right away. We knew she would want it, so we didn't give it to her on – we didn't wait until Sunday.
Right.
She wanted a leaf blower.
Oh, that's badass.
It's so badass. Dude, this thing is massive.
That's awesome.
It, like – you could, like, put a strap on and just hold it over your shoulder.
Put a strap
and
on?
And just on the thing.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
Yeah, you put a strap on
You put a strap on it.
The
leaf blower. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And, dude, we had it charged up and ready to go when she got home yesterday. And we're just sitting there in the kitchen, both holding this thing. And she walks in the door and she's like, oh my God.
That's so great.
She's like, I want to try it out. And, like, for the next 2 hours, she was just out there.
Yeah, neighbors are like, awesome! Awesome!
Oh, I love that woman to death. The fact that that's what she wanted was just, I thought it was hilarious.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, what'd I do? Went home, hung out with the kid, and watched some baseball. Grabbed about an 18-minute nap. Got up, went and hit golf balls. Weird. And then my wife sent me on an errand yesterday over to a really wonderful place. Franco's Flowers, right? Great, great. Ben will know all about it. They're legendary up by where we live. Franco's Flowers, the best. Why? There's no place I'd rather get my flowers than Franco's Flowers. Now, listen, they were prepaid by my wife, so I just had to go pick up the flowers. And I take my son with me because I pick him up from school. And we drive from school to Franco's Flowers. We get out. We walk inside. Picked up some flowers for my wife for Mother's Day. Also grabbed these prepaid numbers. And we're walking to the car. And the water from the vase is sloshing all over the box. And then getting all over my shirt, my hands, my arms. And we get to the car. We load the flowers. Get Bo loaded up in the car seat. All right. Pull out. Start heading home. Wife calls me. Hey, they gave you the wrong ones. What? They gave you the wrong ones? What do you mean? I have them. They say Hannah N. on them. No, you have to go back. They gave you the wrong flowers. What are you talking about? They're here in a vase. Two of them in a box. I just carried two big boxes out to the car, and I got water all over me. Now, you got to go back. Oh my God. And I go, you're effing kidding me. She goes, no, just go back. And all right, fine. So go back, get the flowers, bring them home, and I'm the big hero. All right. That was a little suspicious this morning, too. Bogey Brotherhood is back in action today on a Friday. Going to be playing the Vineyard up in Escondido. And me, Paulie, our boy Dennis, the new member to the Bogey Brotherhood, Dennis. Excited to welcome him today. And our buddy Chris Garcia. And we're going to go play the Vineyard at 10:30. And then I was leaving the house this morning. My wife goes, hey, babe, have a great round. And I go, And I was driving to work. I thought about it the entire time. Never once has she said to me, have a great round. And I'm thinking, who's coming over here? Do you have a boyfriend? Because she has never wished me to have a great round ever. And I thought, well, maybe she's just making the extra effort. And I appreciate that. Maybe she thought, he went and did two errands of flower runs for me. I'm just going to be nice to him and wish him a great round today, which almost guarantees that I have a terrible round, Paul,
right,
by the way.
Of course.
It almost guarantees I have a terrible round. So I'm very suspicious of what's going on at home now, because that's literally never happened. It's usually, you're playing golf today? Yep. What time do you think you'll be home? As soon as we wrap up 18, I'll pick up Bo, as I always do, and then I'll be home after that. So,
Primus Family Law, if you need it.
Yeah, Primus Family Law. Had my wife in yesterday to help cut some commercials. Ben, in typical Ben fashion, looks at us and he says, hey, Hannah, how are you? She says, hi, Ben. I have a question for you. She said, what can I help you with? He goes, you and Woods are married, and you're going to be doing live reads for Primus Family Law, which handles family law. They do mediation. They'll vigorously defend you. They will do all kinds of things, and, you know, visitation, all that. They can mediate all of it. And he said, I have a question why a married couple is doing a spot.
Hey, you know what? It's a fair question.
It's a fair question. And I just, they love Hannah. They love me. They love the interaction online. They thought these guys would be great at it. So I actually had my wife in here yesterday recording spots with us. And it was good. It went well. She did a very good job. Very, very good job. And very proud of her. So yeah, you'll be hearing my beloved Hannah Nancarro-Woods on these airwaves with me talking about Primus Family Law, who are our beloved, dear clients of ours. You want to hear it? Should we just sneak preview it?
We can do that if you want.
I mean, all right, you want to hear a little? Let's just give them a taste.
A little taste?
A little taste. Here we go. Hey, guys, it's Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan for Primus Family Law, joined by my beloved bride, Hannah Nancarro Woods.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Why are two fairly happily married people talking to you about family law?
That's well, good. I'll tell you. Why does my voice sound so high?
Hey, it's me, Woodsy. Welcome to Primus Family Law. Do you need help with family law? Call Primus. Hey,
man, gather around, children.
Yeah, gather around, children.
Hey,
is your wife busting your balls? Time to strike out on your own. Call my friends at Primus Family Law. Why? They are simply the best. Yeah, I don't know. I hate that. Because in my mind, I sound deep and rich. And then I hear my commercials making, hey, guys, what's up? 20. Come on down to Primus Family Law. It's stupid, dude.
What if you found out? For months, I've been just, like, effing with your voice.
Bro, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. Because I do hear my commercials, and I hear my... And then we play stuff back, though, and I... In my mind, I sound, hi, good morning, everybody. Yeah, everyone get your heads right. And then I hear it back, and it sounds like ass. It really sounds like ass. And I'm going to choose to blame the microphones here. Because I worked with a guy, Paulie, by the way. I worked with a guy in radio that they had to F with his mic... So much to give him it's called the compression or whatever.
Right.
And they had to come in. He had to get special mics and they basically changed his voice. Like his voice, he did not sound off the air like he sounded on the air. Huh. And it would be like, hey, good morning, everybody. And it was very sexy and sultry. And I think people have been messing with my mics for years because I sound terrible. Maybe I'm just terrible. I have no idea. But I certainly have fun, and I would love to hear from you guys next. As I said, loose day on a Friday. Ben will be along shortly. Somebody did request on Ben and Woods on our Twitter feed, at Ben and Woods, said, Ben, talk more Lakers. All right. So I will, we can turn it over to basketball Ben if he wants to talk some Lakers. From what I understand, Anthony Davis got hurt last night. They had to pull him. So it doesn't bode well for the Lakers. But I always look at it like if we're going to talk about a lot of Lakers in here in the middle of baseball season, I mean, that's Dodger loving to me, and that's how I roll. But, hey, you guys want to be sellouts, that's fine. 833-288-0973.
I don't even think they played yesterday.
No? I thought I saw an alert. Could have been Anthony Davis from another sport, Paulie. I have no idea. I know nothing about the NBA, and I'll admit it.
They got curb stomped by the Clippers.
They did. Great. He had back spasms. I just saw the thing. Michael P. tweets in, Lakers for life, F the haters. All right. I mean, look, like I said, you want to be a sellout? That's fine by me. 833-288-0973. Take your calls next. It's Ben and Woods on a Friday.